Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
I want to take my text today from the book of Daniel. I'm sure you must have suspected that that's where we're going to start from. It's a very good place to start from. The book of Daniel. Chapter 5. Praise the Lord. Amen. This was when the son of Nebuchadnezzar took over. You know the story. And at the time, he wanted to reward his lords. And there was a feast. Now, there was nothing wrong with having a feast. And there was nothing wrong in wanting to reward dutiful subordinates or assistants. But he made a mistake somewhere. Please follow me closely. And the mistake he made was that he over-enjoyed himself. And he didn't know when he overshot the boundary. So he sent for the goblets and the cups and the utensils of the temple in Jerusalem, which his father had captured when they captured Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. So he sent for it. And he said they should serve them wine in it. I think that was the height of desecration. So he ran into trouble. They said his heart almost jumped out of his chest because he saw literal physical hand writing on the wall. So the question then became, who will interpret this? Who has written this and what does it mean? And who will interpret it? So that was the issue. Verse 6, then the king's countenance from the, you know, the exuberant, joyful, you know, the king's countenance changed and his thoughts troubled him so that the joints of his hips were loosened and his knees knocked against each other. That was fear. See, fear is terrible. The king feared when the one positioned as the head begins to fear like that. What hope is left for those who is leading? May you never know fear in Jesus' name. The Bible says God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Whatever will frighten you like this, may you never come across it in Jesus' name. His hips were loosened and his knees knocked against each other. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, the soothsayers. The king spoke, saying to the wise men of Babylon, whoever reads this writing and tells me its interpretation shall be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold around his neck, and he shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Now, the king's wise men came because they wanted to be the third ruler. No, we're talking the spirit of excellence here. We're getting into it gradually. So they came because they wanted to be third ruler. So a lot of them came, not because they wanted to help the king. Okay. So they came, but they could not read the writing or make known to the king his interpretation. Then King Belshazzar was greatly troubled. His countenance changed. His lords were astonished. They could not believe what they were seeing. The queen, because of the words of the king and his lords, came to the banquet hall. The queen spoke, saying, O king, live forever. Do not let your thoughts trouble you, nor let your countenance change. There is a man in your kingdom, in whom is the spirit of the holy God. Capital G here. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father, the king, made him the chief of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. Inasmuch as an excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams, solving riddles, and explaining enigmas were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now, let Daniel be called, and he will give the interpretation. Let me read a little further. Then Daniel was brought in before the king. The king spoke and said to Daniel, "Are you that Daniel?" Now, what the spirit of excellence does is that it separates you. Please follow me. It distinguishes you straight. Are you that Daniel? Who is one of the captives from Judah, whom my father, the king, brought from Judah? I have heard of you that the spirit of God, capital G, is in you. Now, I don't need to explain anything anymore. Spirit of excellence is the Holy Ghost. Yep. We'll come back to that. That the spirit of God is in you, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom are found in you. Praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. Let me read some portions of Daniel. I'll just start talking thereafter. Chapter 6. The result of that was that he interpreted it. And he refused. In fact, look. It looked like a patronage, as it were. It was like the king was patronizing him when he said, "Look, I'll give you this, I'll give you this." He said, "Look, let the king keep his gifts. I will interpret it." Hallelujah. Okay, you begin to see the difference between the spirit of excellence and the other spirits. And he did. And what he said came to pass. That night, the Midians took over. That king was killed. The new king took over. And the new king, it didn't take him time. And that's chapter 6. Praise the Lord. The new king now happened to be Darius. Now, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be over the whole kingdom. And over these three governors, of whom Daniel was one. Maybe he did his research, or maybe he saw some things. That the satraps might give account to them so that the king would suffer no loss. Verse 3. Then this Daniel distinguished himself, above the governors and satraps because of an excellent spirit. Come on, is somebody here with me? Because an excellent spirit was found in him, and the king gave thoughts to set him over the whole realm. Praise the Lord. I say praise Jesus. So let's talk excellent spirit. Or the spirit of excellence. Hallelujah. So talking spirit of excellence, definitely that was what Daniel had. Hello. And without preaching and without stressing much, you'll agree with me that no matter the state you may be, the spirit of excellence will bring you out. Let me say it again. No matter how low down or how far down you have been buried by issues or by torture or by failures or by fears or by anything, the spirit of excellence will bring you up. And so if we need anything this time in my life, in your life, excellence. Yeah. You say, why are you saying this? Because Daniel was a captive. Daniel was a prisoner of war. Daniel was a slave. Daniel had no right except for what they wanted him to do. Daniel was with the eunuchs. So that means that the king, for Daniel to fulfill the assignment that he brought him for, he had to castrate him. Daniel has suffered losses. Daniel's father and mother had been murdered. Daniel had been removed from his home country. Daniel was a noble child. Daniel was of the royal descendant. I mean, he was trained to be. Asphanas was told, when you get there, bring some well-trained and groomed children. Those who have wisdom. Those who can rule. Those that we can put in charge of affairs of the state. Look for them specially. So Daniel was doing well. Daniel was being trained. I mean, you know the way Paul would boast about his heritage? Daniel was much more in the Old Testament. Now, he lost all because of the war. Not of his own making, because his king was foolish. Go read the story. And God handed over Joachim to the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. So, trouble. I've met God where. So I can boldly say that I'm alive and that I'm doing well is the grace of God. True. So let me talk about this God. In a special way to my brethren. I believe, God, that I'll be able to deposit something by His Spirit that will be of use for life and eternity. In the name of Jesus. So you can imagine the state of this man that had lost everything, a young man. That was how he got into Babylon. But he had the spirit of excellence. See how, look at his testimony. A man in whom there's the spirit of God. The spirit of the living God is inside him. Unbelievers were saying that. I don't want to go through the stories how he began to distinguish himself before Nebuchadnezzar. That maybe I should just say a little bit because it's what you know. Remember how they had to nurture them properly because of the assignment that they were brought in for. So they had to be fed from the king's table. Come on, remember? That was a privileged position. But because of his spirit of excellence, he has learned that certain things will defy him. See, let me tell you this. We do what we do today for where we are going tomorrow. We make mistakes quite well, but let them be mistakes. But when our habits are such that they militate against where we are going, trouble. Come on, is somebody here with me? Let me say it again in the name of Jesus Christ without any doubt or no. You see what you mean? Because I know what I'm saying. This night is your night. I say in the name of Jesus, this night is your night. Amen. In the name of Jesus, this is your evening. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And so remember how he said, no, I will not. And it looked like he was prideful. And the man says, wait a minute, you can't do this. Because very soon, this one will look well fed. And you will look emaciated. And you know what will happen? The king will kill me. Look at his spirit of excellence, which is the spirit of wisdom. He said, you know what? Can we do this test for 3 days without meeting the king? Then if you see me any, or is it 10 days? If you see me different, then please, I will eat. So don't tell me that you are smarter than God in some cases. Some people do that and you wonder. Because they like to criticize everything everybody is doing. Then I said, look, I'm not going to defy myself. No. But this guy said, look, this thing is going to be trouble for us. He said, you know what? Shall we? Come on, just some few days to test it out. If what you say happens, then I will eat. After the 10 days, the days of testing, the man came and he could not believe what he saw. He was better than them. He was smarter than them. He said, please keep your style. If your lifestyle cannot convince the world, then stop bragging. We're in a situation where people want to measure things tangibly. They want to hear the testimonies of the people. And so you see where he began. And at the end of the period that was given to them to be nurtured or to be fed, they brought them before the king. The king said, in the matters of the kingdom and matters of wisdom. And said this guy was ten, himself and his company were 10 times better. Spirit of excellence. Pastor, you don't know what you're saying. You are privileged. You don't know people like us. Will you please keep quiet and listen? I beg you in the name of Jesus. This is your night. Pastor, if you know where I came from, some people are people from here, from Ikoyi, you know where I came from. Who cares where you came from? I say, listen to this. In the name of Jesus. Okay. And that was how he began to distinguish himself. And immediately, guess what the king did? He promoted him. Ha! It looks to me like those who have this spirit, promotion just pursued them everywhere. Whether in the Bible or outside the Bible. Promotion pursues them everywhere. So you say, why are you saying telling this to me? Because before the end of this year, in the name of Jesus, by virtue of what you are hearing, because this is God ordained, you will find yourself moving in a certain direction. And what has eluded you over you, I mean, since you have been wise, or since you have been knowledgeable, knowing the right from knowing your right from your left, what has been eluding you will begin to pursue you. In the name of Jesus. Just follow me. Let me leave that. What about Joseph? Come on. I think it was Stephen that was giving it a sermon that quoted it in the book of Acts. He said, Joseph was hated and envied by his brethren. And guess what they did? They sold him into Egypt. They made him a slave. It's like the devil just hates anyone that has the spirit. So don't be surprised when you begin to have some bit of trouble. But don't be prideful about it. Stay humble. So they sold him into Egypt. And guess what happened? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
See, but God was with him. So what happened? He delivered him from all his troubles. Come on, help me. Yes. And gave him what? Come on, and gave him what? And? And it happened where? It will always happen in the presence of somebody that can promote you. And what happened? Promotion. Praise God. So let me go back to the story of Daniel. And so we find this Daniel there. And Darius came, and Darius again promoted him. And first had the satraps, now had three governors. And whether you're looking at the satraps or the governors, this Daniel excelled. I mean, he stood out. And the king said, I think I'm going to make everybody report to Daniel. In Potiphar's house, everybody report to Joseph. Come on. In the prison, everybody report to Joseph. In Egypt, everybody report to Joseph. I think somebody is finding a niche for his life. Somebody is finding the rhythm. Because when you find that place, there's always be a drive or a willingness to put you in charge. The spirit of excellence promotes. In the name of Jesus. Follow me closely. Let's see what happened immediately. There was a gang up. Yeah. And what was the gang up about? Let's get rid of him. But usually when that spirit surfaces, God is behind it. And the devil will never be able to contain it. And the man will continue to rise. It's just the way things are. Praise the Lord. So much for that. So what is the spirit of excellence? Like I said up front, the Holy Spirit. So what are the characteristics? Let's just deal in that a little quickly and see. Now, the chances are this. Praise the Lord. When we say spirit of excellence, you think it's the spirit of success. They are two different things. I'm sorry. Hello?
Hi,
praise the Lord. Now, is it good to pursue success? Of course it's good. But it's better to pursue excellence. See, the truth is this. In your pursuit of excellence, you will always arrive at the station called success and beyond. Then in your pursuit of success, you may never be excellent. Please follow me. Jesus is Lord. Success to many means, please listen, better than everyone else. That's behind our minds. And you don't blame anybody. The world is riddled with competition. It's, everything is competition, on earth. So somebody said it's always measured by comparison to others. But what makes excellence different? Excellence means being better tomorrow than you were yesterday. Is somebody hearing me? Okay. Excellence means being your own best. You say, how? For goodness sake, who did Daniel compete with? Hey! Daniel was just being himself! Yeah. Daniel believed in his own values. Even if nobody, Daniel knew who he believed, he knew what he believed. Daniel was himself. Everybody can eat, but you see, I have my reasons. Excellence, on the other hand, it's all about being the best we can be and maximizing our gifts and talents and abilities to perform at our highest potential. Excellence. Success means achieving, or the achievement that will exceed other people. Excellence means matching your own practice with your potential. Hello. You know, I don't know how to say it in Yoruba. There's a proverb they say, "The race is not always to the swift, and the battle to the strong." It's always, the factor is God that shows mercy. So why do I want to compete with you? Because you are fast. That's the problem of our time. So the Bible says, fret not yourself because of evildoers. I'm not even talking of evildoers. What about the righteous? He is 100 meters dash. Mine is a marathon. Why do you want to be as fast as him? May I not run another man's race? Excellence will never run another man's race. Hello. I've not talked much, but if there's anything we're establishing today, will you start valuing who God has made you? The best of gifts that God gives us here on earth. God says, I'm giving you this building. He won't drop it from heaven. He will give you in a potential form. Yeah. I'm giving you a forest. He will give you seeds. Check your Bible. Go out from the Bible. Go and do your philosophy. Because they all copy from Bible anyway. God will always give you the best. He will give you in potential form. He will give us Jesus Christ. He was conceived in a woman's womb. Shut up. So you think by Mary going to compete with other women of her age would have given us what? Of course not. Let me say quickly, the time of your manifestation is just beginning in the name of Jesus. Your amen is still weak for me now. I say your amen is weak. Hey! They brought him last seed. He approached a woman. Or is not a woman, like everybody. But that was her destiny. So you are going to give back to a child. She said, me? I'm not married. Maybe you made a mistake. Maybe your prophecy is in part now. He said, no, you. I am Gabriel, I stand before God. You are highly favored. Right? I accept that. Honored amongst women, I take that. You have a child. He said, wait a minute, I'm not married. He said, I understand. But have you heard of the Holy Spirit before? It will come over you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. And that which will be conceived in your womb will be holy. Wow. By the time he finished, she said, let it be to me according to your word. And that was a conception. She didn't even know that she was conceived. But he stood before Elizabeth. Say, hello, sis. Say, hey, my, hey. Say, why is the mother of my Lord coming to me? When did Elizabeth begin to behave? When she sees me. Because that word brought about a conception. Because she ran immediately to Elizabeth. Immediately. So I declare in the name of Jesus, because we have gathered to him today, not to any man, to him today, and we're here hearing the word of life, there will be conception in your spiritual wombs in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh yes. Amen. Oh yes. Oh yes. Yeah. Glory be to God in the highest. I say glory be to God in the highest. I say glory be to God in the highest. Many years back, it was Tiger Woods we came to know, but much, much earlier, was Jack Nicklaus, the golfer, and hear what they said about him. He was simply focused on playing the best he could play against the course he was playing. While others were competing against Jack, he was busy competing against the course. I'm going to master this course. I'm going to subdue this golf course. And he will come in and practice and will play his best to master and subdue that course. Others were trying to catch up with him. He was their standard. But they were not his standard. His standard was God. God created this so that he can play a place like this. Wow. In my assignment, yes. I'll give you one more. Praise the Lord. He wasn't a Christian, but he got the wisdom somehow. See, the same can be said for Apple's approach with the iPod, iPhone, and iPad. When they created these products, they didn't focus on the competition. Instead, they focused on creating the best product they could create. You know what this guy said? He said, when leadership lacks innovation, he said that you've lost your edge. Can I say it again? When leadership lacks innovation, when leadership got to the place where you have lost innovation, you have lost leadership, you've lost your edge. You know what the spirit of excellence does? It does common day things in very, very uncommon ways. Always looking for the best way to bring solution to human problems. And where do we have a best way, they look for something that will be better than best. Not competing with people, but giving, not competing with those who are doing something, but what can I contribute? Hallelujah. I say, praise the Lord. So I'll be asking some questions as I begin to wind down. But before then, let me give you an analogy from the Bible. In Luke chapter 19, I used it in the morning. Jesus trying to explain the kingdom of heaven. He said, what will I like in the kingdom of heaven? He said, it's like a man, a rich man, who was going on a far journey. Come on, are you here with me? And shared out his treasury to his servants. And he said to them, come on, is somebody here with me? He said, please occupy till I come. Do business. Come on, produce more with what I'm giving you. The kingdom does not support, excuses for laziness, for non-performance, not the kingdom. Let me tell you some people that really, they trip me, they get me up my... This is his duty. But he benefits all of us. And this is my duty. And I've finished it, and it's fine, and it's working. And we're all suffering because he can't get it done. For whatever reason. Maybe something else occupied. Maybe he's taking his time away. I'm taking me away from there. Or maybe he's a little under the weather this time around. But because it's not my duty, I'm not going to touch it. We're all going to suffer. You don't have this professionalism in you. Get it done. Get it done. It's not my portion, so I'm not going to touch it. I don't like such people around me. I'm sorry. Then it's worse when it's your portion and you don't think it should be right. Hey! God negates everything in the Bible. And that's the problem of this country. Is it your father's house? Even when the government is trying to keep the place clean, some people in the night, you carry garbage and pour it in. Oh my goodness. You say, if they have the opportunity, they will drive into a place like this and pour it here. And you say, why, they're blind. You saw a place cleaned for everybody and we're all happy. And you just, what kind of person is this? And when somebody catches up with the person, I say, come on, can't you see that somebody clean this place in the morning? Clean this. Why are you? I say, now your papa house. Waiting. I will show you. It just shows his level. In his prayers. He just defined his level. He just defined his next level. Hello? Praise the Lord. Hey, praise the Lord. We're about to finish. But I believe God in the name of Jesus that you have taken a step today that you will remember in eternity in the name of Jesus. See, wisdom is not the monopoly of anybody. If you are born of a woman, you have access. The book of James says, if you lack it, ask God. Say, God will freely, he will saturate you with it. So don't give me any excuse. Pastor, you can say that all you want. It's because you have a noble walk. Who told you? Who told you you have a noble walk? Let me tell you. Obama is doing his work he's fulfilling the purpose of his creation in White House. Somebody may be fulfilling it in the toilet in my house. What God will promote is diligence, which is produced by the spirit of excellence. That's what it produces. Daniel, with everything you suffered, you are working with passion. You are doing it as if your life depends upon it. See that a man who is diligent in what he does. Automatic promotion. In other words, what is excellence? Doing it to the best of your ability when no man is watching. It's not eye service. If no man is watching, how will they promote me? God selects those who should see. And God is not into redundancy. Those who will see and be able to do nothing, I don't need them to see. He will orchestrate a situation where the person that matters will see. Come on, is somebody hearing me? I'm talking of spirit of excellence. Hallelujah. Everybody that comes in, this is wow. When we set out, we knew it would be good. But we didn't know that it would be this good. But for information, we haven't finished yet. You say, what do you mean? Because such is the kingdom of God. The day you stop growing, you start dying. So let me say the next thing I want to say. How do you know who has the spirit of excellence is operating in it? The person has now mastered how to differentiate between good and better. It's quite good, yes, but he thinks there's something better. He's a master at differentiating between he's the best. There's something superior to the best. As long as you have life, God will give you more. No, that's God. He said, your old age, you still bear fruit. So what do you say? That's covenant. Having said this much, let me tell you another thing that spirit of excellence is not, before I begin to tell you what to look at. What is it? It's not perfectionism. You know the perfectionists? No. Spirit of excellence is not striving for perfectionism. I'll give you just two differences. I won't stay there long. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see, perfectionism is the individual's belief that he or she must be perfect to be accepted. So he's hard on himself. The other one is competing with people. The other one is so hard on himself that if he's not careful, low self-esteem will be manifesting as if he's busy. Anything other than perfect is failure. But that's not excellence. Excellence is improving on your best. That's all. Perfectionism is an attitude, not necessarily a behavior. The pursuit of excellence is the desire to attain a goal of excellence, to achieve it at a higher level, to be the best that one can be, but without the demand attached to the goal or desire. Perfectionists are always, no, it's not good enough. Why? Because they've seen something somewhere. They must be, look, I have to produce something that people will respect me for. That's a perfectionist. No, it's not perfectionism. What's the difference? This is what I've been able to achieve, but I know there's more. I can improve on it. Anybody with iPhone or iPad? There's always an update. What does that tell you? There is a search to always improve your service. There will always be new model, but even for new model, there's an update. They aren't like, oh, we got it now, so let's go and rest. No. Given that they are in a competitive world, they are competing with some people, but that's their business. But what is working for them is the fact that they are ever improving their products. That was exactly what Daniel had. Can I be frank with you? I would have been a total failure, a monumental failure in life, had I been trying to be like other pastors or bishops or archbishops or reverends. We are not running the same race. I'm sorry. I am Taiwo Odukoya. If you don't know my name, what about them? I respect them. I thank God for their achievement in life. I can name them all over the world. I can name them in Nigeria. People that I honor, I respect. When they come, I say, yes, sir, I will run. But whoever told you that my assignment and the assignment are the same thing, God will measure me by my assignment, not by theirs. So many people have killed themselves trying to do other people's business. The spirit of excellence will make you the best in your own area of calling. I know this. You know the interesting thing? Those who are earlier achiever than you, those who are late achiever that is coming behind you, those who are ahead of you, they will all look for you because of the wisdom of your assignment that you are manifesting. He says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, and then they will glorify your Father who is in heaven. If you are not proud of what God has made you, what makes you think that I should be proud of it? Hello? Is somebody hearing me?
Yes,
let me go again to the parable now. So he shared his talents out to them. And look at the one in Luke says, one to everybody. And then he went. And when he came, one had got 10. One had got 5. Maybe one got 9, 8, but anyway, 5, one got anyway. But one particular one did not get anything. Why? Because he was angry. He had a bad attitude. Hello? He was full of competition. You know his problem? Every other person was a disturbance to him. Come on. Then let's blame the big man that brought all of you in. Can't you see that grace was extended to you by bringing you in to be part of everybody? How come you want everybody knocked off but you? You have a problem. Hello. And so what did he do? He didn't put it to use. But remember, Jesus was talking. He said, this is the kingdom. This is what the kingdom is like. Whatever God gives you, multiply it. He gives you a wife. He said, make her. Come on. He said,
treat her in a way that, ah, say, without blemish. So on that day, when God comes, say, thank you for what you've done. He gives you children. Let them be the best. Mighty in the face of the earth. So that your generation will be blessed. But see, this one did not do anything with it. But guess what happened? He said, come on. When you knew that I'm this bad, he didn't ask this, I will ask it. Why did you remain in my employment? You should have gone. And when you knew that I'm this bad, and you cannot labor with my treasury bequeathed to you, why didn't you just put it in the bank? At least interest will have been added, because the kingdom of God does not stay stagnant. It's always growing. They say he's a wicked person. Anything that would deter growth and increase in the kingdom is wicked. Take on, take that talent from him. And I will have thought that you give it to the one that has maybe two. He said, give it to that one. He's a high producer. His productivity rate is high. Can you see the kingdom? Why? How did he get there? He got what he got. Everyone want. He put it to use. He became two. He put it to use. He became four. He put them to use. He became eight. Put them to use. He was just going. Not knowing what others were doing. When the day of reckoning came, he probably told everybody had eight and ten and 12. No, only him had 10. Because he was so focused on his assignment. You understand what I'm saying? The one that lost it altogether, he took it and gave it to the one that will produce, that will multiply it. Hey, it was famine in Egypt, and it was under famine, and Isaac followed suit. What daddy did, ran to Gera, land of the Philistines. He was going to Egypt. God said, if you go to Egypt, you go down. Now, because God gave instructions, he stayed in the land. And God said, I will make this, I will make you this, I will make you this, I will make this. Aha. The question you have been asking, in drought? But if God is speaking, what is drought? I come against the drought of your life right now. No matter what is causing drought in your life, I say supernaturally, you will overcome it in Jesus' name. Pastor, but there is drought. But that was the same thing in the time of Isaac. But that was his best opportunity. You see, the root of excellence sees opportunity from a distance. What everybody is thinking is a problem is an opportunity for excellence. And so what did he do? He planted. In the same year, 100-fold. In the same year, 100-fold. In the same year, 100-fold. I don't know how many people have shacked away from what they should be doing. Because the economy is terrible. Because politically we are. Because the pound. Because the naira. Because, come on, come on, come on, come on. The guy launched out. God honored it. He increased. Is somebody hearing me? Then God was happy with what he saw. He blessed him. And then he started to be great. I'm going to be great. I'm going to become very great. Now, finishing, the Bible makes it clear. Say, whatever your hand finds to do, do what? I can hear you. I can hear you. I can hear you. I'm only competing with myself. I'm a potential. No matter what I have become today, God has more with this person. Is somebody hearing me? Because that's what people are coming to ask for. Somebody was giving a testimony. I was saying, can you imagine? The man said, I was in debt. I was looking for money to pay this for. I said, I'll go to bank and then probably just pay some interest. Say, and yet, people were calling me to help them. I said, the truth is that nobody wants to know what you are going through. They can see the responsibility on you. And you are the one they are looking up to. And they say, give me. Give me. Give me. Give me. So now, you don't have confidence in yourself, but they have not lost confidence in you. They haven't. They will seek up. they will still come. I'm talking excellence. You see, I told myself, I said, God, help me. Every time, on the church platform, on personal platform, money, platform. Once you see the phone, you say, you know, Pastor, Taiwo. I say, hey. God said, don't say it. I said, don't say what? Don't complain. You want me to send him somewhere else? Do what your power can do. Look up to me. I put you on the platform. And the world will make a demand for what I've made you. Probably your potential has not been that developed. You are just 30% escalated. But you're capable of 100%. And all the demand you are seeing is just of the 30% that's exposed, that's been revealed. Maybe it's time to look to God and allow the spirit of excellence to take charge and show me the way. My 30 may become 70 tomorrow. And by the way, every time you do that, don't you know you are sowing seeds? Don't you know you are extending your stakes and enlarging your territories? First is your family member. Next is your community. Next, people in your church. Next is your city. Next is your nation. Where did you start from? Solving local problems. Becoming international. Diligence. The spirit of excellence. Who knows me? See the little thing I'm doing there? I say it's got nothing to do with what you're doing. Like it's got to do with this, the fervency, the passion you have for what you're doing. As unto the Lord, do it. Colossians. Because God rewards it. I close. Nobody expects you to do it on your own. God created you as a potential. Your immediate surrounding says, we don't see it. Then God says, I know what I've done. Then he connects you. Then you see something. You say, wow, I can do it. Through Christ, who strengthens me. And he says to you, he said, no, I never asked you to do it by yourself. Remember, without me, Jesus is speaking, you can do. Remember, ladies, that you will tarry in Jerusalem until you receive the Holy Spirit. And remember that when the Holy Spirit comes, he will teach you all things.
Yes, sir.
He will show you the way. You know, everything God has, he has given me. The Holy Spirit will take from me what is mine, that you need for your assignment and life. The spirit of excellence. That was what they saw. That's what they saw in his life. Daniel's life. Now your level of education has got nothing to do with it. I can tell people who are not qualified for where educationally for where God was taken them before they got there. Miracles. Peter Daniel at age 21 was a stark illiterate. At age 60, every university that heard of him in the world was flying him over to come and lecture. Had no front teeth. How did his turnaround start? Billy Graham went to Australia to preach. And they heard about Jesus. And he gave his life to Jesus. But he could not read. He said he bought a dictionary. He bought the Bible, he could not read. So he bought 3 dictionaries. He put one in the toilet, one in his rickety car, one in his office. And he would study words every day to be able to read the Bible. He became one of the richest Australians that ever lived. He said, don't ask for my ancestors. You hear that some, most of them died in jail. But the day I met with Jesus, all things became new. All things are passed away. This is your greatest opportunity. Pastor, he's so dim in Nigeria. I said, this is your greatest opportunity. He's so dark in your eyes, but this is your greatest opportunity. What are you saying? Arise, shine, for your light has come. What are you saying? You are the light of the world. Yes, I understand it is dark, but you are the light. What does light do in darkness? Can't you see it's your time? Can't you see? Pastor, you are just talking. How can we get? Is Holy Ghost the monopoly of any man? Is the Prince of Wisdom the monopoly of any man? What if I say, God, fill me with wisdom. Fill me with your spirit. For that you have called me to. You know what's going to do? It's what he has made you that is there to manifest that you begin to tour. Because he has finished his work from the foundations of the world. In the name of Jesus. Whoa! Oh. Yala bo, shakra para para potola para papa. Whoa! Your life will never be the same again in the name of Jesus. Because I'm going to ask you to stand up in Jesus' name and say, God, here am I. I may not be hugging Pastor Tao, but I can hug you in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I remember one night in my life, the church had started. Because I knew God told us to start. Mimbo and I sat down. We were dozing on the seat. I'm on the floor there. I would like to sit down. I was watching the telly. And some men of God were preaching. I dozed off. Then I woke up. Then I saw this man ministry. And I said, God, this man has a calling like I have. That this is you manifesting is not in doubt. Come on, I desire. From that day, things changed in my life. Is a necessity for a manifestation of the spirit. Ooh. 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 Hunger. 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 Ah! Hunger. 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 One thing. One thing that this thing does when it's there, it manifests as wisdom. And every problem that man has, the solution is in wisdom. Just lift your hand up and begin to pray. Say, it's my turn. Nobody has monopoly of this thing. Nobody. Nobody has two heads. Have you seen a man that two women combine together to give birth to? None! It's the same Holy Ghost. Say, fill me, Holy Ghost. Yes. Yes. More, Lord, more. As a Christian and as a man, you carry the grace of God to stand in position of a husband and a father. And as a Christian man, whatever is sinking men in this generation will not sink you. In the name of Jesus. Whatever is destroying fatherhood will not destroy your fatherhood. In the name of Jesus. Your best moment is always starting afresh. In the name of Jesus. Because his mercies are new every morning. You see, the thing is, it's what you know that you expect. Yes. Now that you know that this is possible. Holy Ghost. If I forget, knock me. If I forget you, tap me. If I forget you, hook me. Because I'm not to do it without you. I don't want to do it without you anymore in my life. Come on, pray. I have his spirit within me. I have his life within me. Open your mouth and confess as you pray. I have the life of God in me. Hallelujah. I have his wisdom. I have his ability. Jesus Christ has made me the wisdom of God in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare. In the name of Jesus. Don't accept defeat. Don't accept a lie. The spirit of creativity, innovation, Holy Ghost. Any part of your life where you are barren, is it in the fruit of your hands? Is it in the fruit of your body? Is it the fruit of your intellect? Anywhere there is barrenness, if the Holy Ghost could cause conception in Mary, say, Holy Ghost, I am open, help me in the name of Jesus. Come on, pray. Don't leave any area untouched. Don't believe a lie that is not for you. The Spirit of God is for everybody. If there are methods you have been employing before that has been causing failure and disaster, from today, we arrest them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Everywhere Joseph turned, excellence. Everywhere. But see, God is not a respecter of persons. I believe God of same for my life. Everything I touch, let it be the touch of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let it be the touch of the Holy Spirit. Let me not go for anything that the Holy Ghost will not go with me. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Everywhere he turned, excellence. Everywhere he turned. Everywhere Daniel stepped into, excellence. Somebody said, have you observed? Have you read the book of Daniel? Go and study it when you get home again. Throughout the book of Daniel, he was constantly promoted. It does not matter who became king. They must promote him. They must promote you. Hey, in the name of Jesus. Say, they must promote me. In the name of Jesus. Whatever is wrong with my method, my style, Holy Ghost, I repent. Help me change. In the name of Jesus. Let me yield. In the name of Jesus. I'm speaking marital excellence. Any area in your home, you've been fighting your wife, you've been beating up your wife, I speak peace in the name of Jesus. Financial excellence. Every wastage in your life, we block it in the name of Jesus. We open channels of increase in the name of Jesus. I say financial excellence. Moral excellence. I say financial excellence. Moral excellence. Moral excellence. Marital excellence. Excellence spirit in everything you do, you set your hand to, in the name of Jesus. From the ends of the earth, they will call for you. In the name of Jesus. Because the Spirit of the Lord knows no boundary. And have you observed? There is a measure of confidence in anybody that carries that spirit. Anywhere you are thrown, he takes over. I have shared the testimony here before. In over vacation, I found myself in the situation. I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh, okay. Wow. I would have loved to prepare. Whether it's soccer, whether it's speaking, I'm like, oh. Then yeah, remember. Don't you know this is part of your calling? I said, okay. He says, what makes you think that is you? The demand is not just on you, it's on you and the Holy Ghost. Oh. I said, okay. Then I run. I said, yeah, okay, yeah. I said, everybody, hallelujah. Maybe I said, everybody lift up your right leg. I will just talk. And suddenly, things begin to happen. Because it's the Holy Spirit at work. And you get through and somebody say, who is that man? But you see, if only they knew, they would say, who is that spirit? But you know the way Holy Ghost works, he never shows off. He will do it and still let them praise you. He will now leave you to do whatever you want with the praises. He does it, and they're shouting, Pastor Taiwo. And then he's now waiting for Taiwo. Taiwo, what do you do? Give it back to Jesus. Because they will see your good works, and they will glorify. Can't you see that the devil is in trouble right now as far as you are concerned? Even in your health, in your finances, in your marriage, in your ministry, in your home, in your life, in your children. I say, excel in the name of Jesus. Excel in the name of Jesus. Excel! 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 In Jesus' name I pray.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.